Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. If you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with some particular issue in life, well, we invite you to call and speak with us directly right now at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. If you're hearing a delayed broadcast on CSN or Sirius XM, you can get your questions to us in the same way by voicemail at that same number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. But we invite you to call now, however you're listening and however you're calling, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've got a great passage today, one of those peaks of assurance in the Word of God. Yeah. As we've talked about this whole month, if you go through the Word of God looking for the things that you're supposed to do, you're not going to be walking the trail of assurance. You're going to walk a trail of guilt and condemnation.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at what God has done for you in Christ Jesus, and if you're looking to see the story of Christ Jesus as you go through the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, it's going to become a trail of assurance. You will be assured of God's love. You'll be assured of God's forgiveness. You will be assured of God's righteousness. You will be assured of God's redemption. All of these things that he's provided for you in Christ Jesus, and it will solidify your heart and just make it overflow with confidence that you truly are one loved by God, that you truly are one that belongs in the family of God.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. That's what we need in this world today. I mean, you and I, Bob, were talking right before the broadcast began, and we were talking about the chaos that we see out here in the world today. I mean, it is very chaotic. You look at some of the cities where the rioting and looting and all of those things are taking place. It is just chaos, mayhem and chaos. And you think, gosh, how can we get assurance? Why is this happening? What does this say about me? And we can't go out there in the world to get assurance. We can't go out there in the world to get stability. Why? Because it's ever changing. It's always shifting. If we want to find solid ground, if we want to find a place where we can set our feet and know they're not going to be moved, it's got to be in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Indeed.
And what he has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah.
So today I wanted to share this passage out of Ephesians chapter 1. And it starts in verse 13, and we're going to read 13 and 14. And it says this, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory." So Paul is talking about Jews and Gentiles. So he says in verse 11, "In him we," and he's talking about the Jews have obtained an inheritance.
Yeah.
So all the story of Israel, everything that God had promised them, all those promises came true in Jesus Christ. And through Christ, being attached to Christ, they obtained an inheritance. And then in verse 13, he says, "In him you also," and he's shifting gears and he's pivoting to the Gentiles, and he's saying, "When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." So what is the word of truth? The word of truth is the word about Jesus. What is the gospel of your salvation? It is what he accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection. It's the fact that he died for your sins in accordance with scriptures. It's the fact that he was buried, putting an end to your old way of life. It's the fact that on that third day, he was raised back to life. That is the gospel of your salvation. So the word of truth, it's the word concerning Jesus Christ. The gospel of salvation is all about his death, burial, and resurrection. So when you heard it and believed in him, so there's the grace in Jesus and in his work. There's the faith in you. And when those are combined together, guess what happens? Salvation.
Yeah.
You are saved. So when you believed in him, here's what took place. You were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean? It means to set a seal or to mark or a mark upon a thing as a token of its authenticity. So in Christ, you're the real deal. You are truly a child of God. You are genuine inside and out. It also means an approvedness. So you've been approved by God. Why? Because he has sealed you as one of his very own. Yeah. So in Christ, you are the real deal. And you have been sealed, marked, to be noted as such,
mm-hmm. right.
that you are the real deal. So what does that mean? If you've received the mark of God, it means that you can't receive any other mark. And there's certainly this fear that's out there in a lot of people's hearts and minds that one day when the beast shows up, they might give in mm-hmm. and get marked by the beast. Well, no, that's an impossibility. Why? Because you've been already marked and sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are a genuine child of God. You are the real deal in Christ Jesus. So there's nothing for you to fear. So again, this is one of those mountain peaks of assurance. And this is your guarantee of the inheritance that you will receive at his coming. So this is good news, folks.
Yeah.
This is really, really, really good news. So if you're looking out there in the world and seeing all the chaos and the confusion and the mayhem and just the swirling of just everything that's going on, and you're feeling insecure, well, put your feet on this passage, because that's a solid ground.
Mm-hmm.
It is unmovable, unshakable. Here in Christ Jesus, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. If you are fearful of the future, of what might happen as far as the beast, as talked about in Revelation 13, is concerned, put that fear aside.
Yeah.
Stand on the solid rock. Here is your assurance right here that you have been marked out as one of God's very own children by the Holy Spirit. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So, Christian, you are the real deal in Christ Jesus.
If that doesn't allay fears for those of us who are in Christ, I don't know what will. So thank you for that good news, Bob. That is good stuff. This is Basic Gospel, everybody. We want to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That number good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And Bob, you know, this COVID-19 virus has been hard on everybody, and it's been hard on Christian ministries and others, I guess. But it's very, very true of Basic Gospel. So talk to us about this urgent need that we're facing at this very moment.
Well, as we've talked about most of this month, the second wind of this COVID-19 virus has really affected donations to the ministry. And
yeah.
we're not alone in this.
Sure.
I mean, we're not
yeah.
the only ministry that is suffering. I've talked to a number of ministry leaders, and they're feeling the effect
mm-hmm.
In July and August and into September. Well, and I can understand that. We can all understand that. We can understand what's going on out there in the world. But we know that God is going to continue to provide through his people so that this good news can get out on the air, can continue to connect human hearts to the love of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're asking you to invest in. So our need is real. Our need is critical. And it's urgent that we hear from you to help meet this need. So a gift of $50, $100, $500, whatever you can give at this point will be a big help to Basic Gospel to help continue proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, empowering this proclamation through these airwaves, through our social media platforms, through the internet, our internet partners. We have multiple channels which we use to get this message out.
Yes.
And every dollar that is given goes in support of those various channels. So help us continue to get this good word of Jesus out there into the public square and connect hearts to the love of Jesus Christ. Let's let them know about his love and grace. So your gift is needed, urgently needed. So let us hear from you as soon as you can.
Absolutely. Friends, please click that donate button, a big prominent link right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. And when you do, we want to send you a copy of our CD resource called Trail of Assurance to help you truly understand that God loves you. Well, request your copy when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. Bob, you know there is a computer app out there that's called Nextdoor. I subscribe to it, and my Rosebead, North, and Carrollton area, it is what it encompasses. And so yesterday I was reading a post by a lady who said that she was so depressed, she was absolutely in tears, and that her husband wanted to go in his room and kind of hibernate, and her son wanted to go in his room and hibernate, and she just felt so alone that she was literally in tears and just wanted somebody to put their arms around her and give her some comfort during this time. So I was watching the responses, and at the last time I looked, there were over almost 130 responses to this one lady that had posted that, and many of them talked about their own depression, their own illnesses, cancer and emphysema, and just on and on and on. So there is a world of hurt out there, and it's right in our neighborhoods. So I would just say, as I did to the folks on Nextdoor, listen to Basic Gospel, because we're here in the Dallas area, of course, and if you're in the Dallas area, we would love to hear from you. If you're going through something like that, we encourage you to call. Don't suffer through it alone. Give us a chance to present to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there is comfort right now. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had an email question, and this one comes from Sam. He has a quote from Revelation 22:18-19. He says, "I warn everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book." So the question from Sam, does this show that someone can lose their salvation?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, this offer of life is available to anyone and everyone through Jesus Christ. So this gospel, as Paul talked about in Romans, he wasn't ashamed of the gospel. He proclaimed the gospel wherever he went. And it was to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And in this gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. And anyone who receives the good news of Jesus, anyone who believes, as we were talking about, the word concerning Christ and the gospel of their salvation, is saved. And they're sealed by the Holy Spirit. So if that's the case, that seal is permanent. It is eternal. It will not be lifted off of a person.
Yeah.
So, no, this is just talking about the fact that if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life. So he is offering this gift of eternal life in his Son, Jesus Christ. And if anyone wants to say, well, he's not enough, we've got to add this, 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 and this, then they're going to miss out on what God has offered them in the tree of life.
Yeah.
So that's all this is saying. Anyone who rejects the good news of Jesus is not going to partake of the good news of Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely.
So plain and simple.
Plain and simple. Hope that's a help to you, Sam. And again, folks, we would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And as I said at the top of the broadcast, if you're listening on CSN or Sirius XM, you can leave a voicemail for us overnight, and we would love to address your question tomorrow on Basic Gospel. So again, that number, 844-322-2742. Bob, a call came in yesterday that we were unable to get to. This was from Curtis, and his question is kind of a political question. How do we talk to a person about who to vote for?
Well, I wish you'd tell us. I mean, it's it is unbelievable. I mean, you just mentioned anything about politics, and if you're not in a group that shares your political beliefs, it is not going to be a very good conversation.
No, not at all.
So I think you just have to, talk about you know, the whys of your decisions, you know, why you would be voting a particular way, mm-hmm. what's important to you, and maybe ask that same question of the person you're talking with. What's important to you as far as this election is concerned?
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the best way to talk about politics. Oftentimes, you know, we enter into those conversations wanting to persuade. I want you to be with me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to argue. I'm going to persuade. I'm going to do everything in my power to get you to see things through my way of thinking. Well, that's a hard thing to do. Especially when we don't really lay out our way of thinking that other person. We just hear something and we make some assumptions about that person, and then we go on the attack, or they go on the attack against us. That seems to be the nature of political conversations today. So I think we want to just share, you know, why we believe what we believe, what's important to us. And I think we ask those questions of other people, what's important to them. Mm-hmm. And maybe that will open the door for some civil conversation. We don't see a lot of that as far as politics are concerned. And certainly I wouldn't try to talk politics through any of the social media platforms. I mean, that is just
that's a firestorm.
Yeah, that is a recipe for disaster. I mean, absolutely. It's just amazing. You can't say one thing without being judged, condemned, called a heretic, everything under the sun. And that's coming from Christians as well.
Sure.
It's just unbelievable what you see out there. So I would just ask the question, what's important to you as far as this political season is concerned?
Yeah.
What's of interest? What is moving you in the direction that you are leaning? And just see where it goes from there.
See where it goes. Yeah, good answer. And Curtis, that's a good question. Thanks for reaching out to
us. Yes, indeed. A great question.
844-322-2742. And in the latest resource that Bob Christopher has produced called Trail of Assurance, it brings the message of encouragement and confidence in the provisions of God for his people, showing that throughout the Bible we are dearly loved. If you struggle with knowing that you are secure in your faith in Jesus Christ, well, we want to help you immerse yourself in the message contained in Trail of Assurance. Request your copy when you make your September gift. And please remember that Basic Gospel really needs your support right now. COVID-19 has been brutal on ministry support, so please remember what Bob has told us, that over the next few days, Basic Gospel literally needs about $50,000 to keep our radio stations on board and to pay other bills necessary to bring this program to you every day. So please click donate at basicgospel.net, and let's keep the good news coming, friends, for you and everyone. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Well, a question from Kendrick. He says, I've been a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ for more than a year now, but I still have trouble controlling my thoughts. It troubles me because these thoughts are really bad, blasphemous, obscene, and more. How can I control these thoughts? Do you think these thoughts make me less of a believer?
Absolutely not. I mean, the Bible tells us that we need to be in the process of renewing our mind, being transformed through the renewing of our mind. Now, we live in a body and in flesh, and in that flesh there's desires that are opposed to the desires of God. They're contrary to the desires of God's Spirit, who now lives in us, and those desires are going to continue to tug on our heartstrings.
Sure.
And try to pull us back into that old way of living. And a lot of that is through our thought life, some of the things that we think about. You know, Bob, I've asked at seminars and in different, you know, church speaking events that I've done through the years, you know, I've said, let me ask you this question. How many of you, when you have been reading the Bible or have been in a time of prayer, as you were right in the middle of it, you've had the worst thought that you've ever had in your life? And almost every hand goes up. At first, it's a little tentative, but then when they look around and see others raising their hands, they say, "Oh, good, I'm not a nutcase. I'm normal. I'm just like everyone else." And I think we need to recognize that we're going to have crazy thoughts that go racing through the mind. But we have to recognize they're just thoughts. We don't have to dwell on them. We don't have to pay any attention to them. We just have to recognize those are crazy thoughts going through the mind, triggered by something that we've experienced in a day or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And just see it for what it is. Mm-hmm. Your real desires, your real identity is bound up in Christ Jesus. So recognize that, and recognize this thought really isn't in line with who I am as a believer in Christ. It isn't in line with who Christ is in me. So I'm just going to forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go about my day rejoicing in the Lord and resting in the fact that He saved me, that He loves me, that He is right here with me every step of the way.
Every step of the way. That's basic gospel good news right there.
Yes, yes.
Thanks, Bob. Question from an online listener. How do you draw somebody out of the old covenant mindset when both parties are reading from the same biblical source and see the same truths, especially when neither party sees themselves as wrong and with their belief system or the ritualism that they have been steeped in for a lifetime? I understand the Spirit reveals truth and removes the veil, but wouldn't the Lord want new covenant truth working in a believer's life sooner rather than later?
Well, absolutely. And He certainly wanted the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, to reach the promised land a lot sooner than 40 years of walking in the wilderness. But sometimes, we allow the old covenant, that old covenant mindset, to dull our thinking and to rob us of the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. So I think the best place to go in a discussion like that is 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and Paul makes a very bold statement that God has equipped him, has given him competence as a minister of the new covenant, not the old. And he gives the reason why, because the old kills, but the new gives life.
Right.
So there is a huge difference. So we need to see the difference between the purpose of that old covenant and the purpose of the new covenant. The purpose of the old covenant was to be a ministry of condemnation and a ministry of death. It was to reveal to us our true spiritual condition. It was to give to us a knowledge of sin, but in no way, shape, or form was it there to make us righteous or to impart life to us. It is insufficient. It is limited. So its purpose, we need to recognize that. So we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, that the law was a ministry of condemnation and death, but this new covenant is a ministry of life, a ministry of righteousness. It has a glory that is eternal and far outweighs the glory of the old. We also see that through this new, we get attached to the Spirit, and through the Spirit, there is freedom and liberty and transformation.
Yeah.
We're not going to get that under the law. So I think here's the best passage to use in a discussion like that, and just put the two covenants side by side and list out what Paul says about the old, and then list out what Paul says about the new, and then just simply ask the question, based on what Paul says in this particular chapter about these two covenants, which one do you want to be in?
Which one do you want to be in?
And if anyone answers the old, they're just not reading the passage.
And they're just not ready. Are
they? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, friends, we're streaming daily, both Facebook and YouTube, the video from Basic Gospel. We want you to be a part of that. Just click a link at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks, everybody, for being with us today. Please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and your support is vital at this time. We really need to hear from you today, if possible. As always, just click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. And as you make your September donation, request your copy of our latest resource by Bob Christopher. It's called Trail of Assurance. It's our way of saying thanks for your support of Basic Gospel. But again, please make your donation at the earliest at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same place, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.